I think health information exchanges are very guilty of this too. I meet with a lot of health information exchange organizations, and I'm not going to call any of them out, but they were so wrapped up in getting everybody plugged in and having this big giant database, and they'll talk about patient lives and the amount of data they got in their repository. And then when you ask them, how many people are accessing that data? How much of that data is getting drawn down? They have no numbers. Or they are like, well, we're working on that. So, I mean, that's a big barrier from a health information exchange interoperability. It's not very interoperable if you have a health information exchange, which sounds great on paper, but then nobody's using it. Some of that goes back to education. They're not really going out to the providers and saying, here's how you use this tool. But in some cases, they're not very motivated to do that either. They're getting paid however they're getting paid, through subscriptions or whatever, and they're happy, and they got a big giant database that they can do some analytics and some other things on. But in the real goal was true health information exchange. That's not always happening with health information exchanges, and I think that's really unfortunate.